They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Asian week two. Now I know I don't have to say Asian because it's all over the world, but that's where we got. I prepared this. I went to H Mart. It's our local Asian grocery store, John.
H Mart. So there's an H Mart real close to me, but sometimes I'll drive a little further for there's a Super H Mart.
Lisa was complaining about H Mart because we didn't go to Super H Mart, and she was saying how small it was, and I'm like, I'm sorry that they don't have all the frozen snakehead varieties, literally something that they have there. Frozen snakeheads.
Here's the okay. So I'm going to go off on a tangent. I know we just started the episode, but I'm going to go off on a tangent. My favorite dumplings in the whole world. I'm a dumpling aficionado. Dumplings are probably, like, if you pin me down, what's your favorite foods? Mm-hmm. Probably dumplings, Asian dumplings. And my favorite type of dumplings are called Xiaolongbao. 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 And that is, they are soup dumpling. They are soup dumplings.
Xiaolongbao.
And so, yeah, Xiaolongbao. Yeah, exactly. They are soup dumplings. So the dumpling has actual, like, soup liquid inside of it, along with, like, a little piece of meat. And it's like eating a bowl of soup inside.
It's like
your
Gushers
dumpling.
For old people.
Yes. They should put that in the fucking marketing.
Werther's not so original. Yeah.
So I love those things. And when they're done right, they are just absolutely amazing. And when they're done wrong, it's like, well, they just taste like regular dumplings. It's like, where's the soup? And it's one of those things that it's like people spend lifetimes mastering the craft. You know how you see those videos of like people who have been throwing noodles in Asia for 50 years and they're the only ones that know how to make the right kind of ramen. It's like that. Like people have been, like, they spend their entire lives learning how to make Xiaolongbao. And so I went to Super H Mart hoping to find some Xiaolongbao that I could cook at home. And I found some. And I cooked them at home and they were good. They had no soup in them. They said they did, but they didn't. And then I went to Trader Joe's, and Trader fucking Joe's, Brent, had Xiaolongbao, two varieties. They had the pork and they had the chicken, and they were delicious.
Of course, right?
Trader Joe. Actually, I think they call it Trader Ming's when it's Asian. But yeah, so if you like Xiaolongbao, if you know what the hell I'm talking about, Trader Joe's.
Well, we got the Xiaolongbao of the sea this week. we did something. We wanted to do seafood, and this is surprised me. This surprised me that people asked for this because this is not a weird one to me. They wanted us to do like squid or octopus or something like that. Well, spoiler, this is some of my favorite food in the fucking world.
It's our cephalopod episode.
Yeah.
You and I went different routes. You went octopus. I went squid.
Yeah.
So both cephalopods, different animals. One lives. One is a dirty, dirty, live in the muck and mire, your octopus. One is a free-flowing swimmer of the ocean, my squid.
Which is funny because I love catfish, too, and it's a dirty, dirty, live in the muck and mire fish. So
And the even funnier part is I actually prefer octopus over squid. I'm just giving you shit. But yeah, so we both went with cephalopods, but we both went Asian style, I think, is the key here. I'm not like eating calamari, like, you know.
Well, I went to
Fridays.
I went to the Asian store to get it. And what's great is you can even still see them swimming around a lot of times because they literally have beautiful fish tanks like you would see in a high end, fish store that they're going to pull out and dice up and kill for you. So that's
fun. They don't just have like lobsters and one kind of fish. They've got the crazy shit.
Yeah.
Last time I was at, there's one real close to me called Jungbu Market. There's a couple in the Chicagoland area. It's more of a Korean market, but lots of different Asian foods. If you can't tell, I'm already snacking on my food. And they have something that Anthony Zimmern said on Bizarre Foods is one of the hardest things to find. Have you ever heard of a gooey duck clam?
No, not at all.
So it's spelled G-E-O duck. So you'd think it's geoduck, but it's gooey duck. And it looks like an elephant dick. I mean, Google it right now, Brent, and tell me it doesn't. I mean, tell me you would describe it any other way.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And with the shell on there, it looks like a nut sack and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like. So, you know, they said it's the hardest thing to find in the world, and you can only cook it one way to make it good. And I was at Jungbu the other day, and they had fucking gooey ducks there. Like, okay, I can get anything. You know, that people always make the joke about New York that, I mean, what other city can you order Hungarian food at 3 a.m. and have 4 choices? Like, or some version of that joke. I think Chicago is very similar because I found gooey duck. But anyway, I was there and we decided to do our various cephalopods in an Asian style. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your preparation.
Yeah, so I bought, it just comes, they cut it up for me. And I got some peppers. Like jalapenos, and I got a sauce that they had. I don't know what it is, but it's like a spicy. It was super thick, like damn near peanut butter. You know what I mean?
So, like, is it an Asian style sauce?
Yeah, it's red. I don't know what it was. It's what they, you know, offered with it. So I got that.
Did you take a picture of it?
I didn't. And I put it. So what I did was, I put in some olive oil. And I put that in with it and a little bit of soy sauce, just a little bit, and some onion. And I just pan-seared them. I pan-seared it.
Oh, okay. So you didn't marinate it anyway or do any kind of thing to
They pre-steamed it so that I didn't have to soften it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get this?
H-Mart.
You got this at H-Mart, and they did all of that.
And they packaged it right there, and it was pre-steamed, so you don't have to soak it or beat the shit out of it.
Holy shit, I'm going back to H-Mart. I didn't know they did that.
Dude, I got the whole thing. It was like under $10.
When I do octopus at home, Brent, you've had my octopus. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, when I was living in... You know, like two places ago, I was living there, and it took until like midnight for me to grill.
Yeah, I ate your octopus at the budaki party. Hopefully people listen to last week's episode and they'll know what the bug we're talking about.
They'll know what that meant. And we ate, but that turned out really good. But then I've made octopus many other times where it is like, you might as well be chewing on your shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I have not perfected the art.
Spoiler, I'm already eating.
So you took the sauce they gave you. You took the pre-steamed octopus. You sauteed it up with olive oil, the sauce, and a little bit of soy sauce.
Some jalapenos and onion.
And then you threw it on a plate. So it's basically just like a stir fry.
Right. Just say lightly, and it is fucking delicious. It's delicious.
Not chewy?
No. So there are some, the little itty bitty legs are a little chewy. And that's probably just because I don't really know how to prepare it that well. But otherwise, right, it's fucking fantastic. It's gotten a little cold as we prepared it and then got ready.
Yeah.
So it was probably even better, you know, a while ago. It is fucking delicious, period.
Well, you sent me a picture of what you prepared, and what I loved about what you did was you caramelized it enough to get a little of that like crust almost.
Yeah, all over. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, that's key to me.
I tried to like sear the outside a little bit, you know, into it.
Because the Asian sauces have so much sugar, you need to let them like caramelize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that really develops the flavor. I thought so. I was impressed by your culinary skills. We don't talk about this on the show much. Do you cook much?
I'm a baker. Lisa's the cooker, and I'm the baker. So no, I'm never. I don't know. We cook a lot at home, but I don't. You know, if we're gonna bake something, I'll be like, I got it. You know, but otherwise, no. I don't know. I don't know why. That's just our.
What is your favorite? What's your favorite thing to bake?
Like, I love making cakes. We don't do it that often. I really like making them and experimenting and making weird stuff. And, you know,
Do you do much? Do you do much in the world of like breads?
Never. I've never made a bread.
Oh, so you're like a dessert baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you know, we try different things. You know, I baked we figured out I make taco pie. Which I make, like, I make a crust out of.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And stuff like that, which we've been working on. And, I don't know, stuff like that, you know, chicken, you know, instead of making, like, baking homemade chicken pot pie, making, like, chicken muffins. Like, they're baked into muffins and things like that.
Oh, in a muffin tin, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we do, you know, a lot of stuff like that. But I also enjoy, now I've gotten away from this as I work from home. We used to make a lot of slow cook recipe, you know, put it in the morning and have it done. And I had figured out a meatloaf in the slow cooker that like cooks all day and it's fucking fantastic. Who would have thought meatloaf in it? You put the potatoes and if you want carrots and everything in there. And it always turns out really well.
I
jalapeno mustard. That's the secret.
Jalapeno mustard. Is that just a flavor?
Yeah, you can
mustard
get it like Heinz jalapeno mustard. Yep.
Oh, like it's like yellow mustard.
No, I said mustard. I'm so sorry. Ketchup.
Oh,
you know how much I eat mustard, so it's on my brain all the time.
I do like jalapeno ketchup. I went through a phase. There's this there's an Indian it's a condiment. I'm forgetting the name of it. It's made by that international brand Maggi, M-A-G-G-I, and the bottle looks like ketchup. And it might even just say sweet and tangy tomato sauce or something like that. And we always call it special ketchup at our house. And it is essentially jalapeno ketchup. If you're ever in the international section, take a look. It looks like the old school Heinz bottles, a little taller, yellow. Maggi is the brand, M-A-G-G-I. It's good stuff.
It's like alcoholic ketchup and your kid sees you eat it. That's my special ketchup, and that's Daddy's adult soda. And we're having a budaki party. It's fine, baby. Go to sleep.
Don't ask questions.
So tell me about yours. What'd you get?
Yeah, one last thing. You mentioned adult ketchup. We've been telling my kid lately now that like every time you open a wrapper, hey, what's that? Mm-hmm. Like he's like very cognizant of food and he says, I just want to eat, you know, because when kids are bored, that's what they do. So we've turned everything into, that's adult candy. I was drinking a Propel this morning. That's adult water.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got lazy again this week, Brent, and I ordered.
Nice.
And I ordered, again, from a Chinese restaurant, and it's black bean squid. So squid in a black bean sauce. So it's a typical...
I like black bean sauce. I like black bean anything, usually.
Yeah, me too. I don't... It's so funny that I don't know...
We have black bean pasta here. We haven't tried it yet.
I don't know if it's fermented or what, but like black bean sauces, Asian style, don't taste like black bean something, you know, Mexican style.
Right, right. No.
Yeah, but black bean sauce, Asian style, just typically means really robust, good, kind of sweet, you know, savory, unctuous, your favorite word. So it's squid in a black bean sauce, and it's you know, the squid is like the longer pieces that look like they've been scored, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like cut left to right. It's not what it, basically it's not like when you're thinking of calamari, the little circles. It's not from that part of the squid. I don't really know what part of squid's from, but that's what it is, and it's got green peppers, onions, and the sauce, and it is it's good. It's good. I wouldn't say it's great. I probably wouldn't order it again. Like on we're ordering Chinese tonight. I'll take the black bean squid. If somebody else ordered it, I might take a bite. You know,
if you're with someone if you were to go out to have dinner and they had the battered fried squid as an appetizer, do you like that calamari?
I do.
Just like fried battered calamari?
Yeah.
I like that too. Yeah, a lot of times I'll have that with like pepper, like hot or spicy, or sometimes I'm a fan.
I especially like it when it's calamari and vegetables, so that they've all been fried.
Like
tempura, in the same way.
Everything's tempura fried. Yeah,
and it's like jalapenos
except
and peppers.
I hate fucking cauliflower. There's always cauliflower, and I'm always a dumbass that bites in the cauliflower one. I'm like, I'm an idiot. Should have went to Budakis and they wouldn't have this problem.
You wouldn't have this fucking problem, yeah.
Everything that goes in your mouth at a Budaki party is good.
It's true. The thing I'll say about the squid that I don't know what they do to it beforehand, but whatever they do makes it not too chewy. It's still chewy. But like if you've ever tried to like take raw squid and prepare it at home and you don't do something, mm-hmm. whether that's cut it a certain way and soak it and boil it. I don't know what all the various steps that folks take. It's like octopus. It's like chewing on your shoe, you know. And most Asian places, I gotta admit, even if the flavor's not that great, they figure out how to not make it too chewy.
I always just sit it out about 2 hours before I'm gonna do it. Drain it, sit it out next to a shot of rum and my Jobu statue. Come back to it about an hour later, it's ready to go.
Oh,
so I got that.
I have to try that.
Yeah,
wow. I will say this:
it can't hit a curveball, but it tastes good.
I will say this: all this stuff. You mentioned this earlier, and it's certainly on my boy. Asian seafood not as good cold. Not.
Yeah, the problem.
If I had cold Mongolian beef in front of me right now, I'd eat it just like it was hot. Mm-hmm. Like I'd just be like, yeah, yum. This, I'm having a hard time getting through it cold.
The problem with this, and I actually do like it. It does as it colds, it hardens up, it gets chewier.
Yeah.
So you know you want to eat it fast, kind of. But as mine is cold, I'm still loving the shit out of it as I'm talking to you with a mouthful. So of course.
All right, so here's the question. Give me 1 second here.
The inside of the octopus is fishy. Like when you get to, you know, some of the pieces, a little more than other parts, but not in a bad way.
Do you like the beak?
No. No. Nope.
I don't mind the beak. If it's grilled, it's just a little crunchier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the beak when it's prepared like other ways.
They had.
Go ahead.
No, they had like this, what I got, which was steamed. Then they had the complete ones, you know, just ready to go. I didn't want to have to deal with it. Then they had the tons of the little ones of squid, like you would get, like, when I think of calamari fried, you know.
Right.
I thought
about
doing those, but I didn't.
So, another interesting thing about the area that I live in, a lot of the Chinese restaurants also serve Filipino food. Which there's a few Filipino dishes, which I love. But anyway, so there's lots of different preparations of any type of food you might be interested in. So Speaking of the squid, here are some other ways I could have ordered it. Tell me if you would have gone a different direction.
Okay.
Squid cow with vegetable, K-O-W.
Yeah. I like cow. I like cow a lot because of the noodle and everything it comes in.
I don't know if I've had it. Then there is what I ordered, squid with black bean garlic sauce. Deep fried squid with seasoned salt, which is probably their way of describing right. salt and pepper
I
squid, I would guess.
I imagine that you could go wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm sure that would probably be good. And squid with tomatoes and onions. I think I'd like that.
I don't love tomatoes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just totally chomping on this one while I'm talking to you. But, none of them sound bad.
I think the reason that sounds good to me, there is, all right, so we were talking about Zhao Long Bao earlier. Back in the pre-times when people still traveled, I used to travel to New York a lot for work. And
a lot is an understatement.
Brent be like, when are we recording this week? I'm like, well, I have about 2 hours. I'll be home on Saturday night. Does that work?
John lived for about 7 months at LaGuardia. It was a lot of fun for him. He has he has three pigeon babies there.
Recorded two episodes from Gate A3. I did spend an inordinate amount of time there. So anyway, I generally stayed around 8th Avenue because we had an office over there. And on 8th Avenue, there's actually two locations. There's this place called Kung Fu Kitchen, I believe is what it's called. And they have the best Zhao Long Bao I've ever had, by far. But they also have just great fucking food. Like, everything they have there is really good. They've got, their ramen is like hand-pulled noodles. When you walk in the place, the kitchen is right there, and it's like behind glass and all open. You can watch them make the dumplings. You can watch them hand spin the noodles. Like, you know, it's one of those types of joints that just are doing everything authentic.
Right.
And they have a stir-fried dish that sounds so fucking simple. Stir-fried tomatoes and eggs. Okay. That sounds boring
right.
as fuck. I tell you, man, I don't know what they put in it, like what sort of crack magic they put in it, but it is just tomatoes and eggs, and it is the best tomatoes and eggs you have ever had. You would eat a plate of it and be like, can I have more? It is so good. So, so if you're ever in New York, while we're still in the pandemic, I guess takeout, but whether you're dining in, takeout, or whatever, they're Kung Fu Kitchen. There's a couple locations, or at least there used to be. I'm looking at the website now. They're still around, so that's great. But yeah, the great Zhao Long Bao as well.
And he took took Assistant Ray there, and he had the hot dog. So he says that's really good too.
Have we ever told that story?
I think we've maybe referenced.
We always reference it. Yeah. I don't know if we've told it. Let's tell it. All right. So. As many of you know, we had an episode or two around it. We went to Alien Con in 2019, and it was very nice. They invited us to be in a panel with a lot of other podcasts that talk about aliens and World of the Weird stuff. Well, a lot of friends of ours just from the industry, we were all on the same panel together. Ben Bolin from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, and...
Chris Cogswell.
Chris Cogswell was there.
Ryan Sprague.
Ryan Sprague from Somewhere in the Skies.
David Flora and Derek Hayes.
Derek Hayes from Monsters of My... David Flora was our moderator, wasn't he? No. Sam Culper was our moderator. No, who was our moderator?
David was for that one, I believe.
David was, okay.
Or was it Sam? So, damn it! No, I don't remember.
Sam moderated a different one we did.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun. We're in LA and we're there for a couple of days. So we want to try to experience just a little bit of local culture, not just be in this, in this convention center for 3 days straight. And so I do a little research and I call you up. I'm like, hey man, the place that supposedly originated the French dip sandwich, which is by far my favorite sandwich. That's just, I love au jus. Is literally a 5 minute cab ride from here. You want to go check it out? And you're like, yeah, we got to be there at noon. Can we just do like an early lunch there? And I said, yes, I'm in. Let's do it. Place opens at like 8 a.m. They serve breakfast. So we go there, and it's 11:15.
It's not super early, but it's lunchtime.
Yeah, and it's called Philippe's, and literally the home of the French dip sandwich. They might sell the au jus out of the back of the truck. I don't know. I mean, this place, it's what it's known for. It gets lines. It's been on various TV shows. So we're there. We're excited. You know, and of course, we're going to order our sandwich. Maybe we'll get some other side that sounds interesting and unique or whatever. But, you know, when in Rome, right? So you go up and you order your French dip. And I go up and I order my French dip. And, you know, again, we both try other things. But the one consistent thing there is we get the French dip. And assistant Ray gets up there and we're like, all right, Ray, which are you getting? Are you getting, you know, with cheese or without cheese? Or what are you getting? You know, what? I'll take a 2-egg omelet, please.
They're like, still, it's after you do it all day. Yeah, we will for you. That's fine. Okay, I'll do that. We're like, Ray, no! You can have a 2-egg omelet literally at the hotel.
And it's not like he didn't even get like the French dip style omelet, like with with roast beef in it or something. Like
he's not like happy that we always make fun of him. Not even make fun of him, just give him a hard time for that. Maybe he doesn't like French dip. I don't know. But I was like, man, what are you doing?
Go to the Mexican restaurant. Do you have chicken fingers?
The French dip, and interestingly, in France they call that le tabaco. So now you know that.
What?
I don't know. Dip, tobacco.
Okay. I knew you were making a joke. I wasn't making the connection. I get it now.
I didn't say it's a good one. I was just making a joke.
So here's the question, Brent. Your octopus, you enjoyed what you made. Would you, if you were at H Mart next week and you were just getting, you know, some various things to
I know this question. I called Lisa and I said, we're going back and getting this and I'm making it for us.
So the answer is a definitive yes.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm excited about it. It was really good. I'm going to make this again.
Yeah, now you have you had squid and black bean sauce?
No, but I've had Asian style black bean stuff. I like all sorts of black bean stuff. I was saying this here. We just bought black bean pasta. I haven't tried it yet. It's made from black beans.
I've had that. I've definitely had that. It's a different consistency.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm interested in trying it out.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like it's a trade off, but it's good. Higher in protein. Blah blah blah. Now, I guess what I'm trying to get at, though, is have you had squid sauteed in Asian style of some way, in some way, shape, or
form? Yeah, I've had squid in, like, to where, like, you would even, well, I've had it sauteed in nothing, just straight up, you know, cooked, or, you know, I've had it raw, too, at a sushi place. But I've had it, I've had a lot of different, like, dishes that have it in it.
So what I'm trying to get at is, like, there's a steakhouse I used to go to with my dad here in Chicago. It's no longer around anymore.
Yeah, you said it had great chicken. Sorry, no, that was Ray.
Really love the burger. Actually, burgers are good at steakhouses. But the point is, they had a great sautéed calamari appetizer. So it wasn't deep fried. It was sautéed. Mm-hmm. It was Italian style. So peppers, onions, olive oil, you know, whatever. And it was fantastic. Really enjoyed it. I've had calamari prepared other ways. Squid from Asian dishes, I don't, it's always bigger pieces, and maybe it's just a different type of squid they use. I don't like it as much, and I don't know why.
Oh, well.
I don't know why. I like squid in like everything else or in every other version of the preparation, whether it's the long tenderly kind or the big circles.
Yeah. That's just the head chopped up, you know, the circles, you know, and.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about the Asian stir fry style, but there's something about the sauce tastes good. It's fine. It's a good flavor. And it's like, I'm not mad at it. I'm not like mad I ate it. It's not like the chicken feet where I don't want to try it again.
You're right.
But it is, there's something about the way they prepare squid at Asian restaurants that is just not my favorite.
There's a Italian restaurant by us that has a squid appetizer, and it's in a balsamic vinaigrette, and it's really good. I dig it a lot. Lisa and I get that. Like, we'll go there and have that and split, like, you know, a meal and, you know, and have some drinks or something like that. Is a, you know, just really trying to get that the appetizer, because it's so,
you're really just there for the appetizer.
Right. Yeah. So, well, yeah, it was a tentacle filled Budaki special this week. Is that the name of the place you got it from, or is that the different place? I'm already forgetting.
Okay,
Nobudaki is the Chicago-style restaurant.
That's right. From last episode, the drive-in, Budaki's drive-in that had the awesome breaded wings.
Yeah, yeah. And any, yeah, anything there is good, you say. So we got to try that. I just like the name.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't figure out. I really like the name. Maybe I'll figure out why. I don't know.
you don't know why? Okay, so now you've got me going down a path here. I gotta tell you real quick. Budaki's is owned by the owners of, here it is, Crisp. So if you're in Chicago, there is a very well known, like, if you want Korean style wings, this is the fucking place you go, called Crisp. It's been there for a long time. I mean, over a decade. It's on Broadway, just in the city. And the people who own Crisp, and it's all Korean wings and other Korean dishes, right?
Right.
The people that own Crisp own Budaki's. And so Budaki's, which is an American drive-in type of, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers. And so you get a few dishes that have that kind of Korean spin on them, which is, I love fusion stuff like that.
There's a lot of great fusion places. There's a Korean and French place in the city, too. Or is it Thai? I forget. Anyway.
No. It's Vietnamese and French.
Yeah.
La Imperiale.
Yeah. Well, the last time we went there, we were next to, oh my God, hold on. Who? Derek and the Dominoes. Layla.
Oh, Eric Clapton? Yeah.
Last time we went there to dinner with my wife's boss, and Eric Clapton was at the table next to us.
Wow.
How crazy is that? And then it was on the news.
Cursing they said minorities?
He ate there 3 times over that weekend. It's his favorite restaurant in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Was he cursing at minorities?
No, we didn't even realize. Like, you wouldn't even know.
Isn't he didn't he do something recently?
Oh, probably. Everyone that anyone's ever loved is a horrible person, and we all should
die.
That's
true. That is true. We are getting a little cancel culture-ish, but anyway, hey, Le Colonial. That's it.
That is it. You're right. Yes. Pricey, worth it if you have the means. Pick one up. But yeah, it was good.
Well, that is our take on cephalopods.
Got
nation
it.
We have to next time, Brent. We've got some options. We'll talk about it, but you know, we still haven't done our Canadian tour.
Yeah.
And so if we're in a cooking mood, we'll have to, whenever we do Canada, we'll have to cook
for
it ourselves.
Hey.
Oh God. Whenever we do Canada, we'll have to cook it ourselves, because these are dishes. They're not just individual items. And then we also talked about in the future. What did we just talk about? We literally just said, "Oh, that should be a future episode."
I'll remember when I edit.
Well, another thing that might be fun to do one of these days is chicken wings.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just different types of chicken wings?
Different types, yeah, yeah. And let us know. More importantly, let us know what you want us to try. And
yeah, what do you want us to try?
As long as it's some people send some stuff, and it's like, that is like $100 for us to get it, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I it's got to be available somewhere. One of the things I wanted us to do is, have you seen those canned hamburgers?
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to try that, although I think we've probably done enough canned meats. Can't even order it online. Couldn't find it. I think I found one place that would sell me a box of 100 of them, which I wasn't interested in.
Okay.
If there are items you want us to try, even if they're off the beaten path, like as far as kind of weird, we're happy to an extent. Like, some people send stuff and they're literally trying to get us to throw up. And
right.
Not interested in that. There's a difference.
We already
between,
ate
like,
crickets. Let's calm down.
It's true. There's a difference between chicken feet and, like, you know, a spoiled goat spleen.
Well, you know? My great-grandparents only could eat that when they were stuck in the snowstorm of Bratislava of 1610. Well, good for them, but I'm out.
That story. I want to hear more about that story.
Yeah, if your great-great-great-grandparents were in Bratislava slow snowstorms or whatever, let us know. You know, we'll talk about it. All right, kids, yeah. Well, we'll see you next time.
You can let us know on Hysteria Nation. Seriously, if there are dishes you want us to try, just go to Facebook.com, search Hysteria Nation, our Facebook discussion group. That's where we do all of this and a whole lot more.
You got it. We'll see you next time on Cafeteria 51.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.